Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Look at the Walmart case, for example, that Walmart employees are prohibited from telling each other what they make for a salary. Any organization that does that is suspect, in my mind. They still are using this archetypical ancient standard of, well, a man has to support a family, whereas a woman does not, which is not true anymore. I mean, there are a lot of single head of households, and it doesn't matter anyway. Women are paying just as much for their education, their housing, and everything else.
And just to add to that, this is Karen Spilka. We have made some strides. I don't want to not state that. In 1963, which was the first year of Equal Pay Day, so clearly we've been at this a long, long way, the wage difference was 55% of what men earn.
And now?
In 2009, it was 77%. Now, that sounds like a big jump, but when you think about the number of years involved, it's not even half a cent per year increase.
The two of you think that this can be fixed at least in part with legislation. What new laws could fix this?
Massachusetts did pass years ago a law stating that employers must pay men and women the same amount for work of like or comparable character or work. The problem is we never defined comparable work.
Does that give employers loopholes so
yes.
they can simply say, I pay this man more because he has
right.
more experience?
It's easier, or their job have settled differences. So, you know, to say what's comparable from one person to another, there's a lot of discretion there. So one of the bills would define comparable work, further define comparable work.
It seems to me that when you try to compare what is comparable white-collar work, there are so many intangible things that could give employers reasons to justify a different pay for a man and a woman. So how do you measure those intangibles?
Well, there's another bill to study the state job classification system. This was last done over 20 years ago, and what that does is it breaks down each and every job for the actual duties, the skills, the responsibilities, the qualifications and criteria, and it does it in a transparent way. It takes a lot of time, but it is doable. We just need to make the commitment to our workers and residents of Massachusetts to do that.
How much do you think that closing the pay gap requires new laws versus a change in attitude among employers and companies that naturally think men should make more?
Well, I think sometimes the law has to bring people along, but I think you know, we passed the law years ago, so clearly a law unto itself doesn't make it.